Albert felt drained. He had unfortunately been forced to get used to this condition over the past year. Once again, he found himself in his horseless carriage, being chauffeured to another appointment. Ever since the threat of the invasion became known, he had not been able to relax, rushing from one conference to the next. As the ambassador for Invocatia, it had become his responsibility to manage relations within the Alliance. It was a thankless job, one where he had to fight tooth and nail for every bit of progress. It sometimes seemed like the other members of the Alliance were wholly ignorant of the danger the Empire posed, just because they didn't share a border with the enemy. Fools, the lot of them. What did those pompous pricks think would happen if Invocatia fell one day? Their soft and untested mages would crumble like paper when faced with the Empire's four great families. Luckily, he was getting a break today. A break from the backstabbing and intrigue that was so common in international politics. And he had Lara to thank for this chance. This mission had initially been entrusted to her, but after she had returned empty-handed, the council decided to send Albert. He would be meeting with Ezekiel von Hohenheim, a 15-year-old boy from the Empire. Initially, the boy had been of low interest to the council. Even though he was an aristocratic refugee, there was only so much a boy of his age could know about the inner workings of the Empire. For such a low-priority target, it was fine to send Lara, despite her less-than-stellar record as a diplomat. To nobody's surprise, she returned without learning anything. No wonder. The woman was about as subtle as a war axe. However, after the events of 2 weeks ago, the von Hohenheim name had become known throughout the city. The masses had started to whisper about his achievements and hailed him as the next star of Tradespire. His popularity had especially exploded in the lower districts. His history and background had been a topic of much speculation. Some of the accounts were so vivid and detailed that even Albert wasn't completely certain whether they were true or not. However, some of the stories were obviously fantastical, like the persistent tale that Ezekiel was a secret child of Tristan Bloodsword, who sent him to the Empire as a spy, or the report that Ezekiel had been betrothed to a princess before being backstabbed by one of her many admirers. The lack of any official sources only inflamed the gossip even more. Also, it didn't help that the few things that were actually known about the young man were just as outlandish as the wildest of the rumors. Ezekiel was born a farmer's son, and for the longest time, he lived an ordinary life in a small town called Feldstadt. On his 14th birthday, it was discovered that Ezekiel was a mixed affinity mage with a perfect blood affinity. Not much was known about his school life, aside from the fact that he was adopted by Maximilian von Hohenheim during his first semester. Maximilian, as one of the strongest mages of the Empire, was, of course, a well-known entity. However, despite his strength, Maximilian's name was not one that struck fear into the heart of men, but awe. He had built a reputation of fairness and honor over his centuries of life. Even Lara, who hated the Empire with all her heart, had nothing but praise for him. Albert deeply regretted never visiting the man during all the time he lived in Tradespire. Now, he would forever be left wondering if the man would have lived up to his reputation. The next thing that was known was that Ezekiel somehow managed to win first place in the yearly tournament of the Elementium Academy. He had been officially anointed number one talent of the Empire by the Iron Chancellor, Otto Geistreich himself. Usually such a person would have a limitless future, if not for a cruel twist of fate. Maximilian was arrested for treason, forcing Ezekiel to flee the Empire like a thief in the night. All his glory had become a thing of the past, but his ordeal had only just begun. From what Albert had heard, the boy found himself massively in debt upon arriving in Tradespire. Allegedly, the boy had been as impoverished as a beggar from the seventh layer, but owed a king's ransom. If the rumors were to be believed, Ezekiel came up with the designs for the gondola as a solution to that problem. Some even claimed that the idea came to him in a dream. According to the rumors, he then proceeded to use his unmatched charisma to convince a well-known engineer, Jetero Robbins, to build the aircraft for him. Despite having struck a prior deal with the Lumos family, Mr. Robbins immediately agreed and started to work on the project the same day. Albert couldn't help but smirk as he recalled the stories. The common people would believe anything. However, for someone with as much experience as him, the telltale signs of propaganda were obvious. What kind of 15-year-old could do any of those things? No, Albert would not be deceived. Most likely, one of Maximilian's old subordinates was the one pulling the strings. If Albert was a betting man, he would put his money on the Shadow Mage, David. Shadow Mages were well known for their cunning and deceitful nature. To them, lying came as easily as breathing. What's more, From what Lara had told him, it was possible the man was a renegade of the Finsternis family. This all led to the event of 2 weeks ago, the day of the auction. Albert still regretted turning down the opportunity to personally attend the event. From what Lara had told him, it had been glorious. Of course she would say that. After all, the madwoman had used the occasion to terrorize a young archmage. She apparently tore off the man's limbs like a kid tormenting a fly. What was undeniable, however, was the success of the event. The von Hohenheim household sold 3 ships that day, earning a total of 830,000 gold, 420,000 from the king alone. In addition to that, they signed contracts worth millions. With such a windfall, the household would not be hurting for money for a long time. Albert wasn't able to completely suppress a feeling of jealousy. Even he, a high-ranking diplomat, couldn't even dream of earning that kind of money. His monthly salary amounted to only 100 gold coins. It would take him almost 700 years to earn what the von Hohenheim household had earned in a single day. Heck, he even knew of royal families that didn't make that kind of money in a year. Once again, this was a stark reminder of how skewed the perception of money was in Tradespire. Those merchants liked to toss around gold coins like coppers. If only some of them would land in his lap, his countrymen could use them far better. War wasn't cheap after all. A metallic knocking sound awoke him from his musings. The driver hit the small window of his cabin 3 times with his knuckles. This was the sign that they were about to arrive at their destination. Albert's thoughts cleared as he completely returned to the present. Before his arrival, he once again reaffirmed his goals for the meeting. His first priority was to find out everything Ezekiel von Hohenheim might know. He needed to get a proper estimation of the Empire's state of readiness. His second priority was to find out who really held the power in the von Hohenheim estate. If he was lucky, he might be able to establish a favorable relationship with them. After all, if that person remained faithful to Maximilian, they might be a willing ally against the Empire. After announcing themselves at the gate, the carriage was inspected before being allowed in. Albert was surprised by the efficiency on display. Compared to typical guards, the personnel seemed more like elite soldiers than the hired muscle usually employed for such work. The guard commander was a level above that still. His piercing gaze sent shivers down Albert's spine. Those were the eyes of a trained killer, no doubt about it. From the way he practically inhaled the mana around him, it was likely that the man was a Grand Mage, the same as Albert himself. Albert's body relaxed the moment the man's gaze left him. He had not even been aware of how tense he was. It must have been an unconscious reaction. After this final checkpoint, the carriage made its way up the well-paved road that led to the manor. Albert observed the expansive gardens through his window. He could hardly believe how vast the estate was. Were his eyes playing tricks on him, or was that a forest in the distance? And a lake? It was hard to imagine how valuable this plot of land was. If the von Hohenheim household ever decided to develop it, they could make a fortune just by renting it out. Out of the many privately owned estates on the third layer, this had to be the largest. It was hard to believe that something like this existed this high up in the city. The untouched nature made it seem like a small slice of paradise in the industrialized city. Finally, they pulled up to the manor. A waiting servant wordlessly opened the door for him with a bow. The man's manners were impeccable, which Albert hadn't expected it from a nouveau rich family. The man had an easy smile on his lips that somehow struck Albert as odd. Compared to the reserved but polite smiles he was used to, this seemed different. It was almost like the man was genuinely happy. "Sir, is there something wrong?" the servant inquired. Albert had stared at him without exiting the vehicle for a while now, making the situation awkward. However, as a seasoned diplomat, Albert wasn't easily embarrassed. With a cough, he extended his hand. "Apologies, young man. Would you be willing to help me up?" "Of course, sir," the servant obliged, offering his arm. Albert let himself be helped out of the carriage. Through his peripheral vision, he saw his driver rolling his eyes. Of course, as Albert's longtime driver, the man was aware that this was an act. As a Grand Mage, Albert's body was strong enough to leap over the carriage, let alone get up. However, there was nothing to be gained by appearing too capable. It was always better to be underestimated than the opposite. "What is your name, young man?" Albert inquired as the servant guided him to the entrance. He was walking with deliberate slowness, in order to extend the duration of their walk. "My name is Hector, sir," the young man responded. "Hector, huh?" Albert repeated. "That doesn't sound like an Arkenheim name. Did you not come from the Empire?" "No, sir. I was only hired recently." "Oh, is that so?" Albert mused out loud. This was a stroke of fortune. From a new hire, he would be able to learn a lot and gain an unbiased opinion. The man likely wasn't yet indoctrinated, nor hindered by loyalty to the house. Albert shot the man a congenial look. How do you like working here? He probed. Hector smiled. It is fantastic. I make good money and they treat me well. And the new caretaker? Is he nice? The man gushed. Miss Mia von Hohenheim is in charge of all staff. She is a wonderful person. His face beamed. Even the lowest of servants is encouraged to seek her out with our problems. This is completely different from my last place of work. The way she cares, it's not like anything I've ever experienced. That is good to hear, Albert replied. What about her son, Ezekiel? Is he also like that? Hector shook his head. No, the young lord is different. How so? Hector thought about his response as he led Albert past the entrance and around the house. Apparently the meeting would take place somewhere else. It's not like he mistreats us or anything, but the young lord is a bit frightening, Hector eventually said.
What?
Albert exclaimed.
Ezekiel von Hohenheim? Isn't he still only 15 years old? How scary could he be?
The young man glanced at Albert with a hint of pity, a daring move for a servant. You will know soon enough, sir, Hector explained. It's hard to describe. Albert nodded seriously. However, inwardly he scoffed. He had been wrong. The young man had obviously been affected by all the false rumors and over-exaggerated stories. With his waning interest, his feet sped up. As they approached their destination, Albert's eyes widened. A pavilion stood at the edge of a small, glistening pond, surrounded by vibrant flowers. Crafted from polished wood with ornate carvings, the gazebo featured delicate vines and silken curtains. Inside, plush cushions and a lace-covered table filled the space. The symphony of birdsong and the tranquil babbling of an artificial creek created a soothing ambiance, transporting any onlooker to a world of peace and tranquility. However, it wasn't the beauty of the scene that had stunned Albert. On a reclined armchair lounged a figure that could not possibly be here. With her golden hair and eyes, the woman seemed to drink in the early afternoon sun. Her lazy posture and relaxed demeanor were a far cry from the ruthless warmonger he had come to know her as. So shocked was he that he froze in his track. Albert remained rooted in place as he continued to stare at the figure of Lara Sonnenstrahl. He was only brought out of his stupor when he heard a mischievous voice speaking up from the side.
Oi, Lara!
The voice called out. There is a creepy old man staring at you.